DX100 playing tape. The Yamaha DX100, like the entire DX synthesizer series, uses an FM tone generator. The DX100 also has a total of 192 preset voices. It incorporates an internal 24-voice RAM to store edited voices or those you have created, and it has a voice bank memory for instant retrieval of those voices in any sequence of your choice. These are impressive features, as you will see, and together with its lightweight, they make the DX100 ideal for live performances. The pitch bend wheel, modulation wheel, and other voice control functions will prove very useful during performances and in your personal recordings. While many of these features can be found on existing models, they have been improved and made easier to use in the DX100. So that you can make full use of these features, we will concentrate on three areas in this tape and manual. First, the basic use of the DX100. Second, how to use its main feature, the voice bank. And third, how to create sounds. This tape will explain these points in a way that is easy to understand, together with the figures in the manual. Please refer to the manual as you listen to the tape. This tape also includes voice data, which will be presented later. Please load the voice data into the DX100 with the data recorder at that time. Let's make some sounds. First, we'll try a variety of basic operations. Insert the batteries in the DX100 and make all connections as directed in Figure 1-1 on page 3 of the manual. Then we'll be ready to explore the DX100 and its capabilities. Once all connections have been made, the power must be turned on via the switch at the back panel. Now, let's listen to the 24 voices in the DX100's internal RAM. The voices can be heard by pressing the internal play button and then the corresponding voice selector buttons. Try out these voices by switching from 1 to 24 in sequence. How was that? The DX100 has a total of 192 preset voices, just as varied as these. Of course, what you heard just now was merely a part of the entire preset voice range. But apart from those, you can also create and store your own. First, let's listen to all 192 of those voices. Let's listen to the preset voices. Please carry out the following steps, referring to the figures in the manual. Then we'll listen to the 96 voices available in the bank play mode. 1. Press the function button to enter the function mode. The letter F appears in the left-hand corner of the liquid crystal display, or LCD. This indicates that you are in the function mode. 2. Determine the voice you wish to select by looking at the list of preset voices in the owner's manual. To begin, press the preset search button to access the 101-124 voice group. 3. Select a voice by pressing the corresponding selector button. Located in this group, you will find number 1, Ivory Ebony, number 2, Upright Piano, number 3, Honky Tonk, etc. In this way, you will hear 96 voices, or, in other words, 24 voices times 4 groups. Next, we will access the 96 additional voices available in the shift mode. 1. Press the internal play button, then any one of the voice selector buttons. This moves you from function mode to internal play mode. 2. Press the data entry yes button while keeping the internal play button pressed down. This will move you to shift mode. 3. Press the function button and one of the preset search buttons, then press the number buttons in succession. This time, you will hear 96 other voices, such as number 1, piano 1, and number 2, piano 2. To cancel shift mode, press the data entry no button while keeping the internal play button pressed down. In this way, you can listen to the entire range of the 192 preset voices. Now, let's transfer the preset voices to the internal RAM. If you want to use them during an actual performance, or if you want to edit the voices, they must first be transferred to the internal RAM. Let's go step by step, referring to the manual. 1. First, make sure the DX100 is in function mode. If it is not, press the function button to enter that mode. 2. Next, determine the voice to be transferred using the preset search buttons, and then a voice selector button. Up to this point, the procedure is the same as for accessing the preset voices we discussed earlier. 3. Now, press the internal play button once. As you do this, the character in the left-hand corner of the LCD changes from F to P. 4. Now press the store button. At this point, Memory Protected appears in the LCD. This means that the voice cannot be transferred to your chosen position in the internal RAM. If you have important voices already stored in the internal RAM, you may erase them when you store the new voices. The Memory Protect function prevents such an occurrence. So, in order to store a new voice selection, you must cancel Memory Protect. 5. Press the Function button, then the Memory Protect button number 12 on the panel. 6. M, Protect On, will be indicated on the LCD. Turn it off by using the Data Entry Off button. Memory Protect is now canceled. Now, we can repeat the procedure from the beginning. 7. Press the Function button, Preset Search button, and Voice Selector buttons. Then press the Internal Play button again. 8. Press the Store button. The LCD now indicates Memory Store, the voice number, and an arrow sign. While the Store button is pressed, enter the number you wish to store in the memory using the Voice Selector button. You have now stored your selected voice in the internal RAM. 9. So as not to erase the voices you have just stored, or those stored in the rest of the internal RAM, let's turn Memory Protect on again. Return to function mode and press the Memory Protect number 12 button. It should be off. 10. Press the On button to turn it on again. The Memory Protect function is restored. How to use the pitch bend function. The pitch bend function allows you to shift pitch up and down by moving the pitch bend wheel on the left-hand side of the panel. And because of its location on the DX100, you can use it to great effect. Apart from setting the pitch bend for use in a conventional way, it has three mode settings, and it can alternate among these modes instantaneously while you are playing. First, let's adjust the range of the pitch bend wheel. This setting can be carried out on every one of the voices. To do this, select a desired voice first. 1. Press the function button to enter function mode. 2. Press number 14 pitch bend range button. 3. The data range is from 0 to 12, as indicated on the LCD. Set the pitch bend range by moving the data entry lever up or down, or by using the plus 1, minus 1 buttons. When set to 12, the range is 1 octave up or down. When set to 1, the range is 1 semitone up or down. The pitch bend range is part of the voice data. If you do not store it, the pitch bend data will not be updated. The method of storing it is described on page 4 of the manual. Next, set the pitch bend mode. 1. Make sure you are in function mode. 2. Press the pitch bend mode set button immediately to the right of the LCD. 3. Select the mode by using the yes-no buttons. Please refer to Note 4 in the manual for the details on the three modes. How to use the modulation wheel. The modulation wheel is located next to the pitch bend wheel. It controls the degree of low frequency oscillation from the LFO, low frequency oscillator. Simply, the LFO is used to lend a vibrato to your voices for remarkably natural timbral effects. The waveform and speed are preset for each individual voice, so the modulation wheel allows you to control the degree of modulation you apply to the voice. This also becomes part of the voice data. The modulation wheel range has two parameters, pitch and amplitude. Pitch pertains to the pitch modulation commonly called vibrato. Amplitude pertains to the amplitude modulation creating tremolo and wah-wah effects respectively. You can set the degree of modulation by pressing number 18 and number 19 for tremolo and wah-wah. For more details, please refer to the page regarding the LFO in your owner's manual. How to use the key shift. The key shift allows you to transpose instantaneously while playing. When you press the key shift button, a K appears at the left side of the LCD. For performances, the key to which you transpose should be set beforehand. 1. Press the function button. 2. Press the key shift button. 3. Set the key shift range using the data entry lever. Plus 12 is 1 octave up, and minus 24 is 2 octaves down. 1 semitone is 1. You can transpose within a range of plus or minus 2 octaves. Set key shift to plus 12, then press the internal play button to enter internal play mode. When you press the key shift set button, the letter K will appear at the left side of the LCD, and the notes will shift up 1 octave. To cancel key shift, press the key shift set button once again. How to use the foot switch pedal. Let's take a look at some additional controls that can be accessed in addition to the pitch bend and modulation wheels. The optional foot switch pedal controls the following. 1. Sustain. This controls the length of the note according to note envelope adjustment and is used alternately with the portamento setting. 2. Portamento. When portamento is selected, the pitch slides smoothly from one note to any subsequently played note. 1. Connect an optional FC4 or FC5 foot switch pedal to the jack on the back of the DX100. 2. Enter the function mode by pressing the function button. 3. Press the number 17 foot SW assign button. 4. Either foot switch equals SUS or foot switch equals POR will be indicated on the LCD. Select either of them by using the on-off buttons. 5. Like the pitch bend range, these are also part of the voice data, so they should be stored. You can now produce sustain or portamento effects by pressing on the foot switch. How to use the breath controller. The optional BC1 breath controller can be connected to its jack at the back of the DX100. There are four breath control settings, accessed by pressing numbers 20 to 23 while in function mode. We will explain their effect later in the edit section. Incidentally, the breath controlled voices are preset, so we shall use it with those. The voices programmed for use with the breath controller are sax, harmonica, horn, trumpet, etc. When you blow hard into the breath controller, the quality of the sound is strong and aggressive. With practice, it can be used very expressively. Listen to this. You have now heard all the basic playing instructions. From this point on, we shall explain several procedures to help you get the best out of your DX100. Using the voice bank effectively. Let's look at the voice bank, the most important feature of the DX100. You should note, however, that the voice bank is used to memorize voice sets, not voice data. In other words, the voice bank allows you to select 96 from the 192 preset voices and 24 internal RAM voices, and retrieve them simply by pressing the bank selectors and voice selector buttons. For instance, if you press Bank A and voice selector number 1, you can retrieve the number 2 voice from the internal RAM. Or if you press number 2, you can retrieve the number 114 voice from preset voices. This allows you to arrange your favorite voices in order of performance. This feature makes the DX100 very special, as it can be used either as a preset synthesizer or a programmable synthesizer. Let's explain how to store voices into the voice bank. 1. Enter the function mode with the function button. 2. Press the number 8 edit bank button. 3. Press the data entry yes button. 4. Press one of the A to D bank selectors in which you wish to store voices. For instance, if you press Bank A, the name of the voice stored in number 1 of Bank A will be displayed, and is then ready to be set. FA will be indicated on the LCD. 5. Select the voice number in the bank using the voice selector buttons. 6. When you shift the data entry lever, the 24 voices in the internal RAM and the 96 preset voices will be displayed in sequence. Set the data entry at the corresponding voice indicated on the LCD. 7. After setting other banks in the same way, press the internal play button to return to internal play mode. Now, let's use the voice you have stored. 1. Make sure you are in the internal play mode. If not, press the internal play button. 2. Press any one of the bank selectors. 3. Press any voice selector button to retrieve the voice stored in that position. This voice bank allows you to retrieve a desired voice sequence by pressing the voice selector buttons. When used effectively, this function can ensure a very smooth live performance. Next, we'll discuss the requirements for creating your own voices.